If you would, grab your word. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Pastor and them are on the road. We welcome our internet audience. I'm just going to pray real quick. Father, we just thank you for tonight, God. We thank you for this word, Lord God. We thank you that you be exalted, your name be exalted, Jesus, God, that you would receive all the honor and all the glory, God. We bind, rebuke, and tear down any demonic activity, and we bind any hindering spirits of any kind in Jesus' name. Lord, we bless Pastor on the road, and we thank you for traveling mercies in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you there? 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9. Verse 8. If I could find it, that would be great. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, so that you, always having enough of everything, may abound in every good work, as it is written. If you would, turn into your Bibles. Philippians 1, please. Philippians 1. Let me know when you're there. We are going to start reading at verse 6. I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return. Amen. He has started a good work in you. He started it the moment he thought of you. Pastor Danny brought such a good word on Sunday, and she was talking about how when God created us and how he created us, and it was such a good word. And it is amazing to me that one, God thought of you, and then he created you. So before he even put you into being, he thought of you. He had purpose for you. He already had a plan for you. So then when he went to put you in your mother's womb, it was already done. He had already made this wonderful thing. The creation part was the easy part. The beautiful part was him thinking of you and designing you and having purpose for you. And oh, he probably dreamed so big for you. He did dream big for you. So tonight's message is, what has God called you to? I believe God has placed purpose, giftings, and callings on the inside of everyone. Not every Christian, everyone. Because I believe that Jesus intends for every person to go to heaven. That's what he wants. So he looks at people, he wants everyone to have an opportunity to make heaven their home. So I believe when he was thinking of you, before he even put you in his mother's womb, he had those giftings and callings, and they were put into your being. Amen? There are people that come to recognize this from childhood. Have you ever met a child that says, oh, when I grow up, I'm going to be a fireman. I'm going to be a fireman. And sure enough, they grew up and they became a fireman. God sometimes will put a knowing in a child, and they're already declaring it as a child, and they grew up and they do just what they said. I know two, at least. And then there are some people who get up in age and still aren't really sure what it is that their giftings or callings are. And it sometimes has to do with a lack of relationship with Father. As you walk out your life and you grow in your relationship with him, this will begin to take shape in you. This call, this gift, this thing. And it is designed to bring glory and honor back to the Father. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? That God put something on the inside of you, specifically you, that brings honor to him. Isn't that amazing? How beautiful that is. That's why it's important to be so obedient to him. Amen? Obedience is key. We have to learn to be keen to his guidance. And whatever it is that he has for you, he also supplies you with the grace to do it. Isn't that amazing that he not only put something on the inside for you to do, but he gave you the grace to be able to accomplish it? I work at Kane Orthodontics. Many of you know that. Some of you may not. I put on braces. I have been doing orthodontia for 21 years, believe it or not. I enjoy it thoroughly. That is not everyone's cup of tea. Working inside of someone's mouth is not their idea of a good time. But it just lights me up. I enjoy it so much. And, you know, I love going to work. I enjoy getting to see people's mouths go from, to, wow, look at that smile. That's my handiwork right there. I like to say I get to have a toolbox at work. You know, I'm in grill repair. That's what I told Jordan. He thought it was funny. Thank you, Jordan. And, you know, but like I said, I truly believe that God put a grace in me for that. At a very young age, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was an 18-year-old girl, and I had had little jobs at Dairy Queen and service merchandise. Woo! Cracker Barrel, that was another time. I am not meant for the service world. Praise the Lord. I did not have a grace for that. But that's okay. That's okay. But anyway, one Sunday evening my heart just began to yearn for something more than just mediocre. And I began to cry out to the Lord. And this, I remember this Sunday evening like it was yesterday. A group of my friends that I went to church with, it's like my Holy Ghost crew. Some of them are here tonight. Some of them are traveling. But I got them in a circle and I said, listen, I need you to come into agreement with me. I need you to come into agreement with me that God would give me a job. Not just any job. The job. I had no idea what I was saying. But I felt it. I just knew it, okay? So we got in a circle and we came into agreement. We prayed and we believed and we thanked God for it. That next morning, my little sister and I, she's 3 years younger than me. I think she was there for emotional support. I'm not really sure why she went with me that day, but... we were driving around Tyler, Texas. That's where I'm from, and it's a pretty big city. And I've lived there my whole life. I know every back road. I know every street. But this particular side of town, I was not so familiar with. It's a little bit more higher end. And I turned down a street I had never been down before. And I drove probably about a half a mile. And I thought, ooh, I need to turn around. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm going. Little did I know that God knew exactly where I was at. I went to turn around in this parking lot. And I saw the sign said orthodontics. And I thought, oh, this is a nice little knee place here. I'm going to go in and see if they're hiring. I go in, and sure enough, she said, why, yes, we were just going to put an ad out today. We are hiring. Do you have a couple minutes to talk to the doctor? And I said, yes, I do. So I sat down, and I waited, and I thought, oh, my goodness. So he came, and he got me, and he brought me back, and he asked me a few questions. And he looked at me, and he said, I had no experience. I didn't even know what orthodontics was. And he looked at me and he said, Jesse, I have no idea why I am hiring you. Because I've interviewed 5 girls and all of them have experience. And I might be crazy, but can you be here tomorrow morning at 8:00? And I said, I'm your girl. I'll be here. And let me tell you, I enjoyed learning so much. God used that to grow me up in some things. It wasn't easy at first because I was starting literally from rock bottom, but God had purpose and he saw the bigger picture, and I just showed up day after day, day after day. I didn't give up. I kept going. I kept pursuing because something in me knew that this was what I was supposed to do. And here I am all of these years later, and I train girls. I train people that come in and don't have any experience. And I can look at them with confidence and say, girl, I've been where you are. But if I promise you, if you won't give up and you just keep going and you just keep coming and you just keep, that's what God has called us to do with purpose. Amen. The thing that's on the inside of you. Woo, that's so good. You see, pastor's heart, her mandate is to teach that God is good. He put a calling in her, a gifting in her to be a pastor. She has a grace for that. Sissy, her sister, she loves to cook. She blesses people with her cooking. She ministers to people with her cooking. That's her purpose. That's her calling. My grandma, She sent the cards. She was a master at card sending. Dates. I mean, she never missed a birthday. She never missed an anniversary. People in the church. She sent the card like a card ninja. Like she, but that was her calling. That was her gifting. And she pursued it. And she was anointed to do it. Because I have bought cards and they sat in the drawer and they collected the dust. And my heart really wanted to send the cards, but I would forget and the things. And so I left it to Grandma. Miss Farrell, she's a prayer. Oh my goodness, the Lord has put something on the inside of her to pray and to intercede. And it's a gift and it's a call. Praise God. I like to make people laugh. That's something I enjoy doing. A lot of times I don't do it on purpose. It just happens. But that's a gifting and that's a grace for that. Amen. But obedience is better than sacrifice. Like Samuel told Saul. Even when you're doing something that you think is the right thing, but you didn't do it with instruction. You went against the instruction. You see, it's not always about doing the good thing. It's about doing the God thing. Amen? You have to find a pace for grace. If you're busy doing things all the time, you might be doing all good things, but is it the God thing? You have to get back and ask yourself, Lord, is this what you've asked me to do? Or am I just busy doing good things? Because sometimes the enemy will distract you. Now, with that said, God's going to give you grace if you're in a season of busy. But don't get distracted by the enemy. Amen? Jesus walked everywhere he went. He didn't have a chariot or a horsey. You know, he walked everywhere he went, and yet he still saved the entire world. He wasn't in a hurry. A lot of times he waited a couple days. He didn't rush. He always waited for Father. He always listened for instruction. He was quick to obey. That's the thing he was quick at doing. He was quick at obeying. Praise the Lord. Don't compare your seed with someone else's harvest. I need somebody to hear that tonight. Don't ever compare your seed to someone's harvest. Amen? Because the enemy would love to get you distracted by comparison. Comparison is a tricky tactic that Satan likes to use. Oh, I should be a lot further along in my walk. Oh, I should know more about the Bible, but I don't. Oh, they know so much and I know so little. Sister Farrell can pray the house down and I barely know how to pray at all. Oh, so that's, don't fall into Satan's trap of comparison, because there is something on the inside of you that God has you in mind and he's called you to do. And if you will search his heart about it, it will begin to grow in you. Those desires will begin to come up in your heart. You'll begin to see things. You'll begin to hear things. You'll get a little bit clearer picture what that looks like. Amen. But it only becomes clearer the closer you draw into his heart. God can do more in 5 minutes than you can do in 5 years of toiling. A small step in faith will do more than strides of busyness and working and toiling. Trying to do much without his direction. It may be good, but is it God? Are you trying to fulfill what you're good at? And he may be saying to you all the time, hey, that's really good. But look, I've got something over here. I need you to look over here. Sometimes that's easier than said, it's easier said than done. Amen. Because we want to serve. We have a heart to serve. We want to love. We want to do those things. And that is right. And that is good. But always find Father's heart. Always find his heart in the matter. Amen. I spent years playing the drums in church. Not many know that. I didn't sing. I didn't lead. I didn't pick up the microphone. I played the drums. Matter of fact, I was in a corner usually, and I played I could have sat over there and said, God, the Lord has called me to prophesy and preach and to sing, and I know it. And they got me over here in the drums. I ain't doing this. I'm gonna go find somewhere else where I can do it. No, I didn't. I didn't do that because I was taught from a very young age to serve. And they needed a drummer. So I said, I will do it. I've been playing the drum since I was a little girl. So what I did instead was, Lord, I'm gonna prophesy through these drums. And I would play, boom, pop, 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 pop. I mean, I gave the devil a headache on them drums. Praise the Lord. And the tambourine lady was right beside me. Oh, Amanda would have loved that church. Praise the Lord. Oh, goodness. I didn't say, well, God has called me to greater things. This is not what I want to do. No, we can't have that mindset. You understand, there was a purpose in the drum playing. There was purpose in the timing. Amen. I played with all the might God gave me. I helped serve in children's church. I did a Bible ministry with the youth. We would travel around and do little Bible trivia things. And that was pretty neat. I liked that. I still do help in the children's church, by the way. It's a blessing. I grew up serving and cleaning the church. My mother cleaned the church every week. And I'll have you know, I was on the gum cleaning crew and I chewed some of it. I'm going to go ahead and admit that. Oh, I've had to repent and ask the Lord to forgive me. No, I literally would take the gum off of the... Don't act like some of y'all didn't do it too. I know somebody has done it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But my mother gave me an image of what service looked like. She had a servant's heart, and she still does. She is the most precious thing. I love you, Mama. All of it had purpose. God received my obedience, whether I was cleaning or singing. It was worship to the Father. He received it the same way. He received it the same way. If you cannot follow, you cannot lead. You will never realize your potential in a mindset of me, myself, and I. But rather, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, take your eyes off of who you are not and put it on who He is. What has God given you to steward? What has He placed in your hands to steward? What has He called you to? God is He's not calling you to be perfect. He's calling you to Himself, who is perfect. Isn't that amazing? He is perfect love. He is your provider. He is your peace. He is your health. He is your rock. He's your strong tower. He's your joy. All of it's in Him. All of it. I can say for a surety that it does not matter how far off track you've gotten in your life or how bad your past was. We serve a God who makes all things new. He is outside of time, and He can do more in you and through you than you could ever imagine or think. He doesn't look at time lost because He is outside of time. He doesn't look at, oh, well, she spent 5 years of wandering in the desert over there. That's 5 years off of her gift and calling. He can make it as if the time was never lost. All you have to do is turn to Him. He can put you right back in the same place and greater. He is so mindful of you. He's not bound or limited by anything but your unwillingness to obey. But He is all the time pursuing your heart. One thing I do know is that whatever He has put on the inside of you, it's to help pull it out of somebody else. What pastor's called to do was to help pull the giftings and callings out of me. And out of you and out of the world. And it just keeps going. The gift and the callings and the abilities and the desires weren't designed just for you, because they are a blessing. But they aren't designed for you to keep. They are designed for you to release. They're designed for you to release so others can recognize their potential, that others can come into what God's called them to do. What, Jordan, it's absolutely necessary that you follow the call of God on your life, because what he's put in you is going to affect the people out here, and what affects them is going to affect the people out there. That is what God has purposed on the inside of you. Some will say, oh, I can't sing though, and I can't play any drums. I can barely walk and chew gum at the same time. I don't have a gift. I'm not really good at anything. I'm not good at painting. Listen, there is something for everyone. There is something for everyone. If God created you, then there is something uniquely amazing that God has purposed on the inside of you. Let me tell you something. Little Miss Kaya Rain back there, when she teaches children, I have watched her. She is an awe and a wonder with them children. They follow her like little ducklings. If she says be quiet, they all just, psh. I go back there and I'm like, hey, psh, come on, hey, shh, hey, sit down, hey, come on. And they're all like, huh, who's she? It's okay. Let me tell you right now, we have amazing kids out. Those kids are faith kids. They are amazing. What they're learning in there is going to carry them. I wish I knew at their age what we know now about faith. Woo, they are going to be world changers. Amen. But God put something in Kaya. She has a grace to instruct these children. Miss Amanda Lopez, woo, next level. God has put a grace on the inside of that woman. And I'm not just talking about children's church. She can do just about anything. Obedience is in her heart. If she doesn't know, she'll figure it out. She's got obedience in her. Danny Schaefer, Pastor Danny. She came into this church house and she became a Timothy to pastor. She put on that and she walked in that, and God grew her up in some things, and has grown me up in some things, and has grown you up in some things. It ain't about age. It is not about age. It is about what you will allow God to produce in you. You see, as you seek him, purpose flows. He's life. He's light. He's living. Everything he touches, it brings life. It can't not bring life. Randy is a painter. When I put pencil to paper, my stick man look terrible. Like they ain't even cute stick man. I can't put what's in here down there. But God has put something on the inside of this man where he's able to take something and translate it onto a canvas and make art. If you didn't know, that is his masterpieces right there on the wall. He has a gifting and a calling and purpose, and he's anointed to do it. He serves the Lord with that. I want to tell you right now, don't ever belittle someone's doing, because that very thing may be what God has them doing at the moment. You see, just because someone is doing something in an area doesn't mean that that's it. Write it off, square, you know, check. That's it for the rest of their lives. We know that Brother Hagin, for years, he preached. And then there was a moment where God called him to teach. He evangelized, and then he went into doing tent revivals and big arenas and things like that. But then there came a time where God told him to stop doing that. But you see, the thing about it is obedience is better than sacrifice. It's not about the busy. It's not about how big the platform. It's not about all the things. It's about what has he put in your heart. And if you haven't gotten an idea of what that even looks like yet, pursue him. Pursue him. He is ready. He is never in lack. He always wants to bless you. He always, always pursuing you. Several years ago, the enemy had put into my heart, No, he hasn't. He tried to put little nuggets, little seeds in my thoughts, rather. You know, you're so busy. Maybe you shouldn't commit to ministry. Just be a good Christian. Love the Lord. Raise your children. Love your husband. Be godly. Do all of the things a good Christian person does. You'll still make heaven your home. Do you really need to sing and to play and to do the children's church and to do and do, 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 do? But you see, those thoughts came several times and I started to entertain it, but then I stopped and I thought, you sneaky sucker. How dare you try to come in here? I had to shut it down immediately because see, he was trying to hinder something. He was trying to implant something for me to pick it up and begin to meditate it. I had to shut it down because he was trying to get me to look at serving as work, as a job. And that is not what serving is. What God has put on the inside of you will fulfill you. Because it's not about you, it's about him. It's not about how does Jesse Wallace sound in the microphones up here. It is about, Lord, am I able to allow you to use my vocal cords to sing through me that will bless somebody else, that will break chains and help them to come into worship. That's what worship is about. That's what's taking what God's put on the inside of you to do. You don't have to have a microphone in your hand to serve. You don't have to have a stage to fulfill the call of God on your life. That's not what it is. And it's not always a job. Your call doesn't always have to be your job, but it can be. I know at Kane Orthodontics, it blesses me. I truly enjoy it. I love it. And God has used me because I've asked him to. He's been able to use me at Kane Orthodontics to pray for people. Two ladies in general lost their husbands and they came and they literally broke down in my chair. And I was able in that moment to grab them up and to begin to decree and declare over them the peace and the shalom of heaven. Right in that moment, God's purpose and God's calling was at work. I was a Kane Orthodontic straightening teeth, but God was there. He's in you. So that means wherever you are, whether it be at work, whether it be at play, wherever you are, God's purpose and God's calling is always available. Amen. Be faithful in what's before you today. It opens the door to the next step. Most people are looking at tomorrow, enduring today. They're like, well, I want that, so I have to do this. Instead of, I'm going to be fully focused and committed on what I'm doing. So what he has, because he has me doing it, and God's got that. In other words, steward what he has you doing. Don't be complacent. Don't be complacent. Steward what he has you doing. I stewarded playing the drums. I stewarded it. I was obedient in it. And I enjoyed it. But there come a moment. Not at this church, but at the pastor that I had in Tyler, where he said, do you think you could sing? And I said, oh yes, I'm ready. Because I had been preparing. God had already put it in my heart. And I'll never forget the first morning that microphone hit my hands. We were a live church. And I mean, it was a big church. And I sang a song. Well, Jesus was going up on his way to Jerusalem. And those people were like, oh Lord. And pastor was so excited. He got up there and he goes, do it again. Sing it again. So I said, well, Jesus was going up. But you see, that day, I recognized that what God had been preparing me for, the drums were for not nothing. I was getting something. God was putting something in me. That worship was developing in me. It was about obedience. Amen. He is so faithful. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He'll give them to you. Delight yourself in Him. God wants to bless everything we put our hands to do. Everything we put our hands to do. How do we know that? He said it in His Word. So Miss Mata, she sells tile. She sells Holy Ghost tile. And she's good at it. And she has a grace for it. God has purposed in her to sell tile. And guess what? She ministers to people. Isn't that beautiful? Art has a grace for what he does. And God blesses him. And there's been God appointments and God opportunities that he probably wouldn't have come across in a different area. But God has a purpose in what art's doing right now. Steward it. My little brother, his name is Kenneth, and from a very young age, I have seven brothers and sisters. We are the Partridge family, the Brady Bunch. We all sing, we all play drums, we all have instruments, except for my little sister. She kind of was the baby, and she just got kind of, love you. She's the one that can't chew gum and walk at the same time. She's our hype man though. Praise the Lord. But my little brother, he's the one right underneath me. He's the one that was named after Brother Copeland. His name is Kenneth. And so, anytime the church had like a drawing, he would win it. And I mean every time. I'm not talking about sometimes. I'm talking about every time he would win. We'd be walking in the parking lot and he'd find a $20 bill. I mean, he'd be going down the road and somebody would say, hey, I saw you back there. Do you want this, welding machine? Like the craziest, most random favor you have ever encountered. And all of us over here going like, how? Like Brother Savelle in some form like that. But I truly believe there's something in him. There is something on him that causes things to be drawn to him. I believe that is a gifting and a calling in his life because people that he encounters, he's able to bless. This boy is a giver. We need to have the mindset of, Lord, I will do anything that you make plain to me. I love when Pastor says that. When she first said that, I took that and I made it my own. And so I say it regularly. Lord, whatever you'll make plain to me, I will do it. I will do it, Lord. God does not change his mind. The giftings and callings of God are without repentance. What he's put in you, it does not matter. He's not going to say, give me those back. You were terrible. You made some bad choices. I'm going to give them to somebody else who's more grateful that's decided to be whatever. No, he's not like that. They're weaved in your being. As he was thinking of you and creating you, they were weaved and woven into who you are. He's always calling you back to his heart. He's always calling you back to himself so that he can say, come on, you got this, let's go. I know when Mac does the announcements and when he's doing his radio, his voice is next level. I mean, have you ever heard yourself talking? You're like, oh, wow. I mean, I sound like a country chipmunk. I'm from East Texas. And believe it or not, when I first moved to Marble Falls, I didn't think I had an accent at all. But apparently everybody that I encountered was like, oh my goodness, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from Tyler, Texas, praise the Lord. And, I remember the first time I heard myself like actually talking, I thought, oh my goodness, is that what I sound like to people? People probably don't take me serious at all. I think being away from East Texas, my accent is a little better. I'm gonna say it is anyway. But whatever he has called you to do, he has equipped you to do. What Karina is excellent at doing, I go in my closet and turn around and walk right back out. But she can go in somebody's closet and say, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to put this together. Listen, I have to pray in the Holy Spirit when I get dressed. And that's not a joke. But she has a grace and a gifting to be able to look at clothes and say, oh, this looks good and this looks good. Have you ever met an interior designer that can just take a house and just make it look like, just Chip and Joanna Gaines is a really good example of that. She has a gift on the inside of her. She can take a beaten down, dilapidated house that people have just given up on, and she can go in and she can dream and she can envision and take that and make it look like people are fighting to get this house and wanting her to come and design their house because it's what God's put in her to do. He's equipped you. He's equipped you. If you don't know where to start, always start with the Word. Always start in the Word. You'll find Him there. You'll find yourself there. And it'll pull things up out of you. As you begin to walk your faith steps out, God is going to put desires in your heart. Things you never thought of. Huh. There's been times where the Lord has done things for me that I had desires of when I was a little girl. I had forgotten about them. And then they happened and I thought, oh my goodness. I mean, I just had to stop and say, God, you did that just for me. He did it just for me because He's good. You see, He's good and He's faithful. You're not earning His love. You're not earning a reputation. You're not earning a position with Him. You had it before He ever put you in your mother's womb. Randy had that talent before he was ever put in his mother's womb. It is about recognizing that you serve a God that's got something for you to do that is for Him. That is for others. And as you begin to hear Him and as you begin to grow in your relationship with Him and those desires begin to come and you begin to take those steps of faith towards what it is, God will make a way. I mean, we have our vision board back here with our church. And I'm going to tell you, it is not a far-fetched thing. That image is on the inside of our pastor. And we believe that we received it. Amen? That is a desire. And it's going to come to pass because she already received it. This church, this body, we've already received it. Amen? Start with the Word. Get some good teaching. Get some good teaching. We have good teaching. We have some excellent teaching. And listen, do it regularly. Don't wait till Sunday and Wednesday to just hear the Word. Listen, we have an incredible pastor who always brings the Word, and Pastor Danny and Miss Patty Garcia and Art and Jordan. And we've got a house full of people that bring the Word, but don't let it just be for Sundays and Wednesdays. If you only got a breakfast burrito on Sunday morning and on Wednesday evenings, you would be hangry all the time. Eat a Snickers. You're not yourself. You have to fill yourself with the Word. Pursue Him. He's in the Word. Praying. Meditating the Word, talking the Word, even if it's just one scripture. Go find one scripture and just say, Lord, I thank you for that. Begin to speak it, begin to pray it, begin to talk it. If there's a dream, if God has put, if you've recognized something on the inside of you that you believe is from the Lord and He's put in you to do and you feel like this is what God has called you to do, you begin to steward it with the Word. Begin to steward it with the Word. Begin to speak over it, begin to pray over it, begin to declare it. And watch God. Watch Him. He'll do it. He's faithful. Begin to speak according to what the Word says. Start with the Word. Get some good teaching. And begin to speak according to the Word of God. Like I said earlier, what God put on pastor and in pastor. You see, she has shared her some of her past with us about her dancing on tables, and she was living it up. But her calling never wavered. What God put on the inside of that woman never wavered. The prophetic anointing, she's a prophet of God, that's been in her from the moment that God thought of her. But you have to steward a thing. She recognized that there was something that God put in her, and she began to pursue him. Have you ever heard her say she never looked at herself as a pastor until what was in Pastor John pulled it out of her? A lot of times that is how it happens. Someone that God's put in your life will begin to show you the potential that God's put in you and on you. Isn't that amazing? That's his goodness. That's his goodness. That is his goodness. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand this tonight. Don't leave here thinking that where you're at in your walk with him, not just your walk with him, but just where you're at in life. Don't ever look at yourself as, well, I'm too old, or I've been retired for years now, or I didn't go to college. I didn't have the opportunities to do this or that, or I didn't go to a trade school. Listen, when you start focusing on what you don't have, guess what? You still won't have it. When you begin to focus on who God is and pursue him, you will begin to walk in what he's created you to do and to be. Even if it's just a season, he'll move you from season to season exactly where you need to be, in the right order and at the right time.